Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Last night, the XFL announced that they are suspending play due, of course, to the coronavirus. And we get a chance to talk to Battlehawks guard Bruno Reagan, who joins us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Bruno, with Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji, this is Randy Carricker, and thanks so much for taking some time with us.
No problem, guys.
Well, Bruno, let's start with this. I mean, we were doing our show the last couple of days, and more news kept coming down. Yesterday was about as crazy, I would say as eerie, of a day in sports history that I can remember. How did you guys get the news that the XFL was going to shut down shop for the year?
Well, I'll say the night before, and I mean, we were just watching the Maryland hotel, watching the basketball game. It was Mavericks and Nuggets, and we see the announcement right on the screen, the NBA shut down, and I immediately knew. I was like, it's all over. Like, NBA is going to shut down, and it's only, like, if all it took was maybe one or two other leagues and a domino effect would happen. And then, sure enough, we woke up in the morning, the NCAA, like, a bunch of the college tournaments were getting canceled, NHL, MLS. So we went out to practice, but we knew, kind of, you know, writing on the wall. We still tried to stay very focused on Tampa, because as far as we knew, we were still playing. But the league was trying to really, you know, take a step back and decide what to do.
So when you finally do get that news, I mean, I'd have to assume there are a lot of emotions. I mean, this is your chance, right? I mean, this is the next step, hopefully, to the NFL for you. So what did the range of emotions go through for you? What did you go through?
It was definitely really tough. I know for a lot of guys here, like, it was a dream of ours to play pro ball. We got it. And that thing, it's just kind of how it all happened so fast, kind of crushes you even more, especially with how well it was going. I mean, it was going well for them. A team perspective, a league perspective, a bunch of our guys were balling. So, and these guys became my best friends. And, you know, it's all just like, you know, it's over, like, out of nowhere. So it was pretty tough initially, but we all came in, you know, got to reflect on our time, got to, you know, really think of the work we did. And we're all very proud of it at the end. So.
I'm guessing this decision comes a whole lot later, but I'm wondering if the team itself, the organization, said anything to you or to individual players about what they're expecting to do for next season.
We've been having those talks today, and you know, I just don't want to go into, like, too much personal detail, but the league is expecting to fully play next season, and I really do believe they're going to do it. They're still paying us. They're still going along with the benefits. Like, if they even thought they weren't going to do it, they wouldn't spend time paying however many hundreds of players. So I fully expect them to play next year, and there's a very high possibility I'm back in St. Louis. So,
hey, Bruno, we saw the tweet that you had about you wanted to bring 11 guys down to Tampa for and take on the Vipers.
Yeah, we were just – I remember we were just in the hotel. We were like, whatever, man, let's go. Let's help find other, like, some Tampa guys that want to play. Let's just do it, man. But, I mean, it'd be fun. That's all this was about. This whole league has been just nothing but fun. You can talk to any guy on any team. Like, but whatever the XFL is doing, man, they're doing it right. Because we don't get paid, like, nearly like the NFL. But most of us would probably just do it for free at this point. It has been a blast. So I hope the fans have gotten that same kind of energy. I think St. Louis has, for sure.
St. Louis, there is no doubt about it, man. The energy was felt around here. By the way, don't tell anybody you'll work for free. It's not a very good good thing to throw out there. I love the idea.
Hey. Yeah. You know, you got me all wrong. I will not work for free. Hey, I will go play a pickup game for free.
Oh, there you go.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, I am interested. Background, obviously, went to Vandy, but judo has been a big part of your life growing up. I mean, in the meantime, my man, is it back to judo?
I got a judo club that I run back in Nashville, Tennessee. But until now, it's just it's going back to training, and then I'll compete in judo if I can. But, I mean, this whole sports world's kind of stopped, so I'll still run my club, and I'll keep that updated as it goes with whatever's going on.
Hey, Bruno, well, we've sure had fun with the Battlehawks this year, and we hope that not only are they back next year, but you're back next year too.
I hope so. I had a lot of fun here. St. Louis was a It was an extremely pleasant surprise. I'm not going to lie. You know, you hear the markets like New York, L.A., all that, and you're like, I'm in St. Louis. But I think we had by far the most fun here than any other team. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. Take care, Bruno.